Good morning and welcome. Welcome indeed to this day, the old cry out of the church from early days. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And we give you thanks, dear God, for being among us, that we can be together on this day. And this song has been repeated and will be repeated the world around. From Psalm 118, God is my strength and my song. God has become my salvation. Thank you, Yahweh, for your goodness. Your love is everlasting. Amen. The choir led us in the introit, and now we will respond in singing. All hymns today are from Rejoice and Sing, which is the fatter of the hymn books, if you want to give them some sort of name. And our hymn to begin the congregational singing is 232, Christ the Lord is risen today. We'll omit verse 3 and verse 5. Omitting verse 3 and verse 5. Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Let creation join the saint, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, sing ye heavens, thou earth reply, Alleluia. Love's redeeming work is done, Alleluia. Lord of the battle won, Alleluia. Lo, our sun's eclipse is o'er, Alleluia. Love is set in the world, Alleluia. Again our glorious King, Alleluia. Alleluia. Dying once he all doth save, and heaven, Alleluia. Praise to thee by both be given, Alleluia. Thee we great triumphant now, Alleluia. Hail Alleluia. That sounded as if you really meant it. Good for you. Welcome, the singing. I want to, before we go into the prayer, just an open question, which I expect a few answers from. Yes, so this is the time that the congregation can say something without feeling that I'm interrupting. Unless you interrupt each other. How does Resurrection Sunday speak to you? What does it say?
New life.
New life. There we are.
means get into our lives in such a way that we may be people of the resurrection, sharing the good news for those around us. It's hard, it's tough, because lots of people in the world today have no experience of resurrection at all. So let us engage. Let us learn from each other. Let us point towards the light. And let the light that others bear shine in our lives as well. We come before you, seeking hope, seeking life, seeking love. Guide us on the journey. A journey that you walk with us. And forgive us. Forgive us when we live life as if resurrection had never happened. Forgive us if we don't have the courage to confront death with the words of the resurrection. Forgive us, O Lord, for our part and all that goes on in the world. Even if it's simply because we keep silent. Not because we cause it, but because we don't say anything against it. So in your love, come to us, transform us, forgive us, and as we are loved, may we love. In a world where we can come together as your children and say the words that Jesus taught the disciples, reminding us that by saying them, simply by saying them, we are affirming not only that you are our Father, but that we are your children. And from that connection, we don't want to run away. So, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Somebody pointed to the empty cross just now. At this part of the service is where we will do our best to fill it with life. If you have flowers or greenery, please bring them forward. If you don't, there is plenty of greenery at the foot of the cross, so don't not come up. And I'm sure people who have are willing to share with those who don't. Sorry? So feel free to come forward and bring your contribution so that that cross is now filled with colour and life.
the cross that was the symbol of death, pain, destruction, is now covered in color and life, a sign of beauty and resurrection.
James and Salome bought spices so that
God. Thank you, Jenny, so much. Let us respond by singing hymn 238, Good Christians All Rejoice and Sing, Now Is the Triumph of Our King.
Christians all rejoice and sing, God is the triumph of our King. Through all the world, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord of life is risen for I. Bring flowers of song and strew his way. Let all the world rejoice. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Praise in song. Cannot die, and sing with hearts uplifted high. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O daily bless, O risen Lord, God sing with one accord, the life laid down, your God restored. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. This week, I got a copy of the letter that the patriarchs and heads of the churches in Jerusalem sent to the world churches. And I just wanted to begin reading a couple of sentences from that letter. In issuing this Easter proclamation, we fully recognize the immense suffering that surrounds us here in the Holy Land, as well as in many other parts of the world. We repeat our denunciation of all violent actions in the present devastating war, especially those directed against innocent civilians, and we proclaim our call for an immediate and sustained ceasefire. We renew our plea for the speedy distribution of humanitarian aid. To all who look to Christ's resurrection in faith, even in the midst of the present darkness, let us affirm with St. Paul the acclamation, for I am convinced that neither death nor life, and he goes on, will separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. There isn't one biblical narrative of the resurrection itself. It has happened when people get to it. There was nobody sitting beside taking note of what's going on. Quite different from the narratives we have in Genesis of the creation of the world, where day by day we are told. Jenny read chapter 16, and it ends abruptly in the original. That's where it ends, with the terrifying feeling before the body had been laid in the tomb. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, the one who was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. And just as the patriarchs and heads of the churches in Jerusalem, from which I read part of their letter, we see so much suffering in the world today. Pain, death. It seems that we are surrounded by death as we think about the thousands of people dying in wars, millions dying of starvation and hunger, hundreds of refugees drowning in the seas, and many more dying on a daily basis in the experience of ethnic, racial, and gender-based violence. Are we growing accustomed that this is the way of life? Is death, by these means, just something else that is happening? For many people, that is what happens. And yet, today, day of the resurrection, we are reminded of the brutal and sacrificial suffering of Jesus Christ. Some of the disciples and many of the followers, including family and friends, thought that that was the end of it. Jesus was dead. We've got to keep on waiting. And they went to the tomb on that resurrection day precisely to find the dead body. They forgot about the promises. They forgot that he'd said that there was a third day. So imagine what it must have been to find that the stone, big stone it's described in the reading, an enormous big stone, was no longer in the way. That there was a young man dressed in white, and he turns to these women. Take note, it's the women. They're the first witnesses of what is going on. Just be reminded, the disciples are still shut up in a locked door, behind locked doors. They were terrified. They hadn't come out yet. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Oh, come off it. We were here a day and a half ago, and he was dead. The question is not intended to say that Jesus is not among the dead. It is an affirmation that he is no longer dead. He is risen. What I'm going to say now, some of you have summed up in the three words you pronounced. The empty tomb is a sign of life in the midst of suffering and death. With the resurrection of Jesus, death is conquered. Yes, anxiety, fear are still around. But that's not the end of the story. I am the resurrection and the life, said Jesus. The empty tomb is a sign of life and a sign of hope. The gift of life eternal is not some spiritual thinking of what we would like to happen. Wouldn't it be lovely, that romantic vision? It's a promise. And hope is what leads the promise on. The risen Lord will bring justice and righteousness. Hope is the gift that tells us that what is today not necessarily has to be tomorrow. In spite of the struggles and sufferings, we are not alone. The risen Christ is with us, restoring hope and joy. It is God's gift to us. Hope is what calls us to resist and to oppose all injustice in the world today. And we are surrounded overwhelmed by all those who are life-denying in a world today, life-depriving, but are confronted by the life-giving Jesus. And finally, in the words you said, the empty tomb is a sign of love. Hope, life, love. That says that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ. It's interesting how the patriarchs of the church in Jerusalem used this same concept. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ. It has to make a difference to us. If this does not speak to us, where will we be? Are we going to get up every morning, going to bed every night, just saying, it's inevitable, nothing can change this, it'll keep going? We are the most miserable of people. But we aren't. We can't be. We aren't denying the pain and the struggles around us. That's why, for how long have we been lighting the peace candle? I think it's gone over 2 years now. Every Sunday we are lighting it. And every Sunday we could add to the reasons why we light it. Is it a waste of time? Is it a gesture, a symbolism that really we light it because it's a nice thing to do in church? But how is it shining through the darkness? He's no longer here, they said, and the women ran. And that, the first gospel ever to be written, ends there. Do you blame them? 2,000 years ago, they were terrified. We live in a world where this continues to terrify people. But let us be reminded, as the angel reminded the women, of what the Easter message is, has been, and will continue to be. And this is why we light the candle in the midst of darkness. He is not here. He is risen. And don't waste time trying to find out how it happened, what it looks like. Let's believe that that is the crux of our faith, and we live that. Wherever we are and whatever we do, we can speak to people words of life, of hope, and of love. In every situation of suffering and death today, let us remind ourselves and those around us that the risen Lord brings life, that the risen Lord brings hope, and that the risen Lord speaks love. And in the midst of all that, may the peace of Christ be with you, with those you love, and as we learnt over Thursday and Friday, and waited for on Saturday, for those we find so difficult to love, and would probably be better off if we didn't, but we are called to love them. And this is what makes the difference in the world. Tough? Yes. We are not alone. We are part of God's family. Thanks be to God. Amen. The choir will now sing the anthem. And they will pick up this theme, the theme of the angel's words. He is risen. And as part of our service now, we share what we have been able to set apart for the offering. Jeff, did that piece of music just now have a cuckoo singing in it? No, I'm honestly asking. It sounded like... Was that referring to you or to me? Yeah. There we are. Just in case you let your imagination run wild. Let us sing together hymn 253, God is gone up on high with a triumphant noise. God has gone up on high with a triumphant noise. Joy in all the earth. Rejoice and sing, glorious cry to glory is King. Let all the nations know our Savior's conquering love. Join all the earth, rejoice and sing, glorious cry to glory is King. Is by the Father given, by angel hosts adorned, praise to him.
let all the earth rejoice and sing, for they have come to God the King. On his holy seat, he bears the righteous way. His foes beneath his feet shall sink and die away. Join all on earth, rejoice and sing, glorious cry to glory King. Till all the earth renew in righteousness, rejoice and sing, for he has come to God, the King.
Please be seated. Just before our prayer of intercession, we have an invitation tomorrow, Monday, between 11 and 3, Christ Church, just up the hill, and the Community Centre have organised an activity day. Hunt the Bible verse, Pebble. Easter bonnet competition. I'd love to see some of you in those. You won't be seeing me. I use the bonnet on Christmas Day, remember. Arts and crafts, picnic area, refreshments available. I don't know if that means that the wind is coming or that they are providing you something to drink, but it is in aid of one of the partnership projects for this year. So if adults are free as long as they take children. Don't think that if you go alone, you'll get in free. But if you'd like to go for the whole day part of it, feel that the invitation is there. And closer, here and now, the service ends in a few moments. Feel invited to join us for tea and coffee in the hall afterwards. Even if it's a few minutes, sit down, have something warm to drink, hot to drink, chat and say hello to people. And it's something we do, and feel invited to be part of it this day. Our prayer of intercession, where we think of the world, those far and near, and put them into God's hands. Let us pray. Dear God, there's not one of us here today who in one form or another does not know of uncertainty, of pain, of struggle, of fear. And for those that have told us over the centuries that there is no room for that in those who have faith, all I can say is rubbish. Because, dear God, the story we heard this morning, the women didn't know what to do, and they ran in fear. But at the same time, they soon became the first to proclaim, "He is risen." Lord, there's not one of us here that doesn't need to firmly believe and hold on to that promise that life triumphs over death. And we think of the world as it is today, with all its dangers and sadness and brokenness. And we ask, how long, O Lord, how long will it go on? That those who can make a difference, O Lord, that proclaim that their faith leads them, not feed into war, but seek the ways of peace. And for those who give of their time, of their talents to bring peace, to bring healing, to bring reconciliation, to speak forgiveness, O Lord, that they may know that we remember them this day. As we entered the church this morning, the cross here at the front was a dead cross. And it was just, yes, just that little flower, or big flower, that we all had and brought together that transformed it. Help us to see that sometimes that's all it takes, because we aren't alone. We put into your hands those we know who are struggling. We put into your hands those we know who celebrate. We put into your hands those that struggle with physical, mental, and spiritual issues that make life so difficult for them. And we put into your hands those that sit with them and remind them that they aren't alone in the struggles. We give you thanks for teachers. We give you thanks for doctors and nurses. We give you thanks for those who are beginning the journey of life. We give you thanks for those who have walked a long journey, and make us laugh and share a good joke and help us be better people. We give you thanks for family and friends, be they nearby or far away. You, the healer of all rifts, bring peace to all those who are distant. For the gift of music and singing and the beauty of painting, and those who can create good books, and for those that feel that they have nothing like that, but to us are the wonderful people that we love. May the resurrection not be just words we say, but a way of living. Guide us, protect us, lead us, that your light shining through us may say to the world, it's not all lost. To you be the glory forever and ever. Amen. And our final hymn, it's hymn 247, Thine Be the Glory.
Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the victory, Thou has won. Angels in bright raiment roll the stone away. Keep the folded grave cloth where the body lay. Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Endless is the Thou the earth has won. Lo, Jesus leads us, risen from the tomb. Lovingly he greets us, set us here and room. Let the church with gladness hymns of triumph sing. For her Lord now liveth Thine be the glory, risen conquering Son. Death your sails of victory, the sun.
Chapter of the Gospel reading to the Hebrews. Now, may the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you complete in everything good, so that you may do his will, working among us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. The peace of God be with you. The peace of God be with this world. The peace of God lift us and carry us forth.